Well, good morning, everyone. The last in the series of programs offered at Mulberry Center Church for this year is coming up this Saturday afternoon, September 16th, beginning at 1 o'clock. It's my pleasure speaking with Barbara Lounsbury. We'll learn all about Nancy Drew with this program. And Barbara, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I'm looking forward to coming to Webster City.
Yes, that's coming up this Saturday, the 16th. Well, Barbara, let's find out a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a retired professor of English at the University of Northern Iowa, and I taught Midwestern literature, and that is when I discovered that the woman who created the character and personality of Nancy Drew is an Iowan, but few people know that.
And you've done a lot of research behind this, didn't you?
I certainly did. She was born in Medora. She was a Nancy Drew-like figure. She was her name was Mildred Augustine, and she was an academic pioneer. She was the first woman to earn a bachelor's degree at the new University of Iowa Journalism School. This was 1925, and the first person, male or female, to earn a master's degree from the University of Iowa Journalism School. And she was a great diver. She was on the diving team and actually could dive into the Iowa River better than the men on the men's diving team.
That must have been a fun time indeed for that. Nancy Drew, she first appeared back when there, Barbara?
At the beginning of the Great Depression. It was 1930. And Mildred received, she was a ghostwriter for what was called the Stratemeyer Syndicate. And so in 1929, she gets this brief outline for a new teen sleuth named Nancy Drew. And but it was Mildred who created the character and personality of Nancy Drew. She thought other girl heroines were too silly, so she really made an effort to make Nancy Drew intelligent, agile, and clever, and it was an immediate hit. She was just a national hit immediately, and R. Mildred Augustine wrote 23 of the first 30 Nancy Drew volumes.
Barbara, Nancy Drew is kind of, in a way, considered to be the female version of the Hardy Boys, which had a very popular run back in, I believe, the same time frame, back in the 1930s and 40s.
You're absolutely right. And they were created in 1927, and Mr. Stratemeyer thought they were such successful teen detectives that he thought America was ready. We were ready for a female counterpart. So that is how he came up with Nancy Drew 2 years later in 1929. And I can tell you that Nancy Drew sales actually surpassed those of the Hardy Boys in 1990. Our Iowa heroine has turned out to be, you know, popular across all the decades. And she changed her blue roadster to a blue Mustang convertible. And now she drives a blue electric car. And she changed her hat and gloves to jeans as the decades progressed.
And, of course, the stories are still going strong this year with Nancy Drew. Am I correct on that?
Right, and there's, if people watch the CW television channel, she's in her about the fourth season of the Nancy Drew Mysteries on TV. So one of the things I'm going to be showing people Saturday is that how her legacy is just extended from movies to television to plays to art to, products, and so she's really become an international icon.
I'm sure she is. Yeah, we're talking with Barbara Lounsbury, who will be coming to Webster City this Saturday afternoon, beginning at 1 at the Mulberry Center Church there at Wilson Brewer Park. Nancy, what made you interested in Nancy Drew?
Well, I was teaching Midwestern literature, and so I was teaching, you know, Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald and Willa Cather and Iowa's own Ruth Succo, who is not as well known. But then I discovered that the author of Nancy Drew came from Iowa, and I loved reading the Nancy Drew mysteries as a young girl, and so it was fun. Mildred Augustine really didn't get credit. All the ghostwriters had to sign contracts of secrecy, and so that was secrecy kept her from really getting recognition for more than 50 years for her contributions to young girls' reading. And so I've started talking about Mildred Augustine and Nancy Drew around the state because I think they're inspiring visions of Iowa character and Iowa life.
And your last name, in a way, is probably familiar to some people in the state of Iowa. Back in the 1960s, I believe, and 70s, Robert Lounsbury, a relation, was agriculture secretary in the state.
That's right. He grew up in central Iowa, somewhat near you in Webster City, and had a farm there. So I hope some of your listeners will know of Bob Lounsbury and his wife.
All right. So, again, interesting story about Bob Lounsbury, who was a one-time ag secretary in the state of Iowa. Getting back to you there, Barbara, your program is coming up this Saturday afternoon, September 16th, and we'll have some copies of the book available, too, for the public.
Well, I have an exhibit, actually, of Nancy Drew's books in, not all of them, but all of those I've been able to collect, because there are, as you can imagine, hundreds of them. But I have the Blue series. The first ones came out in blue covers, and then they were reissued in 1959 in the yellow covers, so many of the younger people will have read the yellow-colored Nancys, and then all sorts of memorabilia I've collected, calendars, stationery, jewelry, cookbooks. There's a lot out there on Nancy Drew, so I always hope people enjoy seeing my collection, and sometimes people bring their own books, too, that they've kept, and there are people who've collected and saved their Nancy Drew books, too.
So you'll be seeing some of these items when you bring them to Webster City coming up this Saturday afternoon there at Mulberry
right,
Center Church.
Right.
So, again, free admission. All are welcome to attend. So come meet Barbara Lounsbury this Saturday afternoon beginning at 1, and it's at the Mulberry Center Church in Webster City, the last in the series for this year on About Iowa History. So, Barbara, let's see if we can get a great turnout coming up Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Glad to get the word out. That's our committee corner for today. More to come in just a moment.